Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we'll be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 through 26. And let's go ahead and begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, and he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Now, at first listen, when we hear these words, this passage might seem to be a bit confusing or redundant. Jesus is saying a lot of the same words over and over again. So what is he actually trying to communicate here? Well, let's start with the beginning. Jesus says that whoever loves him will keep his commandments. I'm sure we've all heard this before. It's the walk of the Christian life, right? We've all heard the commandments before and know that we're called to love and to serve God. We're called to love others. And there's this list that we have that we've been given of ways that we can do that. But so often we hear these words in scripture and then we move on and we try to observe all of his commandments, but we forget that there's more that comes after that. See, Jesus doesn't just stop at telling us how we're to live, but he makes a promise after that. A couple, actually. And there's two promises he makes for those who love him and live life centered in his commandments. And the first is that he will reveal himself to you. The second promise is that he will make his dwelling with you. God has made himself so accessible to us. And it can be really easy sometimes for us to feel like God isn't with us. But that's why scripture is such a beautiful thing. Because it's the living word of God given to us. And these promises are important for our life because when we believe them and when we receive them, they change everything. So the first promise he gives us is that he will reveal himself to us. And when he does this, when God reveals himself to us, suddenly he shifts from a far off and distant idea to somebody who is close, somebody who loves us and wants us to know him. God becomes someone we can talk to, someone who's ever present. He's a guide for us on the path to heaven. And that's a really beautiful thing. The second promise he makes is that he will make his dwelling with us. So even when we don't feel it, we can know that God is with us all the time because he told us he would be. And we can trust in his word. And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we're taught about Jesus. And we're taught how to live like him, and we're reminded of everything that Jesus told us. God makes promises to us because he loves us, and he wants to see us as saints with him in heaven one day. And he knew that it wouldn't be easy for us to get there, and so he gave himself to us in an act of love to help us find the way. And we can receive both of these promises he makes us each and every day as pillars and as rocks to form our day around, and truth to believe in as we pursue a life of loving God and following his commandments. He asks us to do impossible things in becoming saints, not to watch us fail, but because he's here to help us and to walk with us. And living as a missionary here at Damascus, the times that I've felt the closest to the Lord are the times when I realized that I could never accomplish following all of God's commandments or loving all of our campers or all of our fellow missionaries, or leading other people close to him without his help. It was in the times that I called upon him in prayer. When I asked him to reveal himself to me and make his dwelling with me, that he came through every time because he's good and he's so loving. So what if our response this morning to the love of God was to love him with our hearts and to serve him with our lives? And I'd like to challenge us this morning to act on the words that we've heard. Let's remember a time that Jesus has revealed himself to us before. And this morning, let's ask him to reveal himself to us, maybe in a new way. And today, as we go about our schedules and run towards heaven, let's call upon the Holy Spirit to make his dwelling with us and remind us in every moment how we're called to live. Once again, I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.